So, what happened in this case? Well, there were very few storms in North Dakota before Zero-Z, especially compared to most of the CAM simulations, including the 19 UTC HER that developed storms in south-central North Dakota. This is a great example of how CAMs can be too aggressive with convection in environments with weak forcing, even in the face of large CAPE with minimal capping. We still need a trigger to initiate the convection. In contrast, we can see that there was indeed an intense Boeing MCS that crossed the region during the night, consistent with later HER forecasts. That MCS was driven by the stronger forcing aloft that came out of Montana, so it's not surprising that the HER did a better job capturing that than the afternoon storm potential when shortwave ridging aloft was present, along with only weak convergence in surface wind fields.